Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Another grim record announced in California on Wednesday. Officials say the state had 432 deaths in one day from the coronavirus. Los Angeles County, meanwhile, has now registered more than 10,000 deaths since the pandemic began. And in Colorado, officials say the new strain of coronavirus that appears to spread more quickly may have been found in a second person. NPR's Joe Palca says health officials have a big learning curve about what is possible with this new strain.
Right now, the evidence seems to be saying that it doesn't cause more severe disease, which is good. There's also evidence, however, that it reproduces more rapidly once someone is infected with it, which makes, of course, it easier to transmit. But the good news is it seems likely that the vaccines that are being rolled out now will still work against this new strain.
As COVID-19 spreads rapidly in Texas, meanwhile, the state continues to push back on local governments that try to implement more prevention measures. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
The state confirmed 27,000 new cases on Tuesday, an all-time high. That figure comes as more than 11,000 Texans are hospitalized with COVID-19, also a record. The city of Austin and Travis County attempted to ban late-night dine-in services at bars and restaurants for a three-night period beginning Thursday. But Governor Greg Abbott says these local steps are not allowed. Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against the city of Austin and Travis County. State officials argue that city and county leaders cannot enact orders that go beyond the governor's more relaxed restrictions. For NPR News, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Bernie.
A clash has broken out between factions at the White House over whether to extend an expiring freeze on various temporary work visas. NPR's Frank Ordonez reports that supporters want the moratorium extended, in part, to tie President-elect Biden's hands on immigration policy.
The debate is over what to do about new guest worker visas for thousands of tech workers, executives, and even some au pairs. Trump signed the original proclamation to limit competition for American workers struggling during the pandemic. The business community has pushed to lift the six-month moratorium, arguing it threatens America's economic interests, while proponents for an extension say the conditions created by the pandemic that warranted the suspension still exist. Advocates for an extension also argue it would complicate President-elect Joe Biden's efforts to ease immigration policy if he were to try lifting the moratorium next year, when many Americans will likely remain out of work because of the pandemic. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
It was a day for modest gains on Wall Street Wednesday. At the close, the S&P 500 was up 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrials, meanwhile, hit another record high. Small company stocks outpaced their larger rivals by a wide margin again, as they have been doing all month. You're listening to NPR News. A bust honoring Breonna Taylor has been vandalized and broken into pieces in Oakland, California. Taylor's death at the hands of Louisville police earlier this year became a rallying point for racial justice protests around the country. From member station KQED, Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez has more.
On December 12th, a bust of Taylor was placed on a pedestal in downtown Oakland, bearing the words, "Say Her Name." But the day after Christmas, an unknown party broke the bust into pieces, and a few days later, someone had stolen the remains. The bust sculptor, Leo Carson, called the vandalism an act of hate and started a GoFundMe page to replace the bust.
Tens of thousands of dollars have been raised so far. Those funds will be used to rebuild and recreate the statue of Breonna, and any excess funds will go to her family.
While the first bust was ceramic, this next one will be bronze, Carson said, better able to withstand violence and time. For NPR News, I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez in San Francisco.
New Hampshire's Republican governor is canceling his outdoor inauguration next month. Governor Chris Sununu made that decision following the appearance of armed protesters outside his home after he issued an order requiring masks to be worn in public. He said the armed protesters had become more aggressive by targeting his family and trespassing, and he said an outdoor ceremony brings too much risk. The actress Dawn Wells has died. She played the wholesome Marianne on the 1960s sitcom Gilligan's Island. Her publicist says she died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles of causes related to COVID-19. Besides her acting career, Wells has been a teacher and a motivational speaker. Wells was 82 years old. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.